We are now at the last stop of the Holyoke Canal System Tour. This is stop P, the northeast bend of the second level canal. Drive along Canal Street until you're in front of the Albion Mill. These six paper mills are along the northeast sector of the second level canal. Their order from the Vietnam Veteran Bridge has a sweep to the east, and then south are the Valley Paper Mill, Caracas Paper Mill, Albion Paper Mill, Mount Tom Paper Mill, Nonotuck Paper Mill, and Gale Paper Mill. All had one or two races below them that emptied into the river beyond. All have their unique history and specialties. The Albion was constructed by John Newton from products that were made in Holyoke, except for the South Carolina yellow spruce that is in its rafters. The external architecture of the Albion is Victorian, but a subtype of Second Empire. Note that rooftop with its elegant mansard. The Crocker specialized in colored paper. The Mount Tom Mill was known as the Sims Paper Mill until the Nonotuck took it over. The Gale was known as the Winona for its first 10 years until they had a new owner. The Gale was a leader in workers' rights within Holyoke, especially during the consolidation era of the 1890s. Many of these mills are gone, but the Valley, the Albion, and the administrative wing in the Nonotuck are still with us. The large smokestack is from the Gale Mill. There are 18 active hydroelectric turbines in the races that still exist in Holyoke. There once existed over 100 mill races in the city. These small or medium-sized turbines generate 20 megawatts electricity, including the turbines at the dam. Holyoke now generates 55 megawatts total. This is three-quarters of what Holyoke uses. At its peak in history, the canal and the dam system generated 100 megawatts of total power. Thus, there is 45 megawatts still lacking from the system. Building another hydroelectric station along the bend of the canal will get back some of that power. Some of the power is getting back through the use of solar panels. There's about 18 solar panel locations now distributed throughout the city of Holyoke. Some are along the canal system. And these have taken the level of megawatts extremely high in recent years. Thank you for joining us along this Holyoke Canal System tour. I appreciate you listening to the tour, and I hope you enjoyed it each step of the way.